Good evening, and welcome to the Safilo Group conference call on the first quarter 2013 results. This call may contain forward-looking statements relating to future events and operating, economic, and financial results for Safilo Group. Such forecasts, due to their nature, imply a component of risk and uncertainty due to the fact that they depend on the occurrence of certain future events and developments. The actual results may therefore vary even significantly to those announced in relation to a multitude of factors. Today's participants are Roberto Vedovotto, Chief Executive Officer, Vincenzo Gianelli, Chief Financial Officer, and Barbara Ferrante, Director of Investor Relations. For your information, this call is being recorded. I will now pass the call over to Mr. Roberto Vedovotto, Chief Executive Officer. Mr. Vedovotto, you may begin.
Thank you very much. Good evening to all of you, and welcome to Safilo Group Q1 2013 financial results conference call. As usual, I have the pleasure to be here with Vincenzo Gianelli, Safilo Group CFO, and Barbara Ferrante, Head of Investor Relations. Together, we will guide you through the key facts and figures of the first quarter. As usual, at the end of the presentation, we will be available to answer the questions you might have. I'll start by saying that I'm satisfied with the results we achieved in the first three months of this year, not just because they were above our expectations, but because they were driven by the improvement of our organic business. In this first quarter, we almost doubled the pace of growth we recorded in our core products last year. This enabled us to compensate the termination of the Armani licenses and the slightly negative impact of the exchange rates movement. From an industrial perspective, our strategy focus on our top strategic brands, and in one statement, we can say that we did more of the top brands. What I mean by that is that we did more of Gucci, which remains the champion in the high-end categories. Gucci has a strong appeal, has highly fashion collections, very successful in the market, a very well-articulated product and price segmentation, and is going very well. This translates into significant growth rates from west to east, from emerging to mature markets. It is certainly the category killer in the licensed brands. We also did more of the diffusion brands. We did more of Hugo Boss group brands with the new Boss 2013 Prescription and Sunglass collections, which are state-of-the-art technology and style innovation, which have become a point of reference, in particular in the men high-end market segment. Boss Orange, in particular, remains, on the other hand, a category killer in the diffusion fashion area, following the incredible success of Tommy Hilfiger, and we are extremely happy with Tommy, a brand that has beaten all expectations, theirs and ours, becoming our fourth biggest licensed brand. We also did more of Marc Jacobs and Marc by Marc Jacobs, which in few years became one of the best-known and appreciated brands in the international luxury and fashion scene. We started the brand from zero in 2005, and it became a double-digit growth history year after year. We stay focused on our priority projects of brand and product development, anticipating fashion trends, shapes, colors, thanks also to focused investment on research and innovation. In this context, for instance, we reinterpreted the essence of Dior Homme. Dior Homme is now a completely new collection in an innovative and exclusive ultra-thin and ultra-light acetate version made in Japan. It is a limited edition available at Dior Boutique, high-end opticians and quality department stores from January 2013, which has contributed to the positive sales growth of Dior in the first quarter 2013. Now, we discussed briefly brands. Let's go into markets. We performed very well in all our core regions as we stay focused on our priority development projects. First and foremost, Europe. Under the new leadership, Europe was again very strong, posting a recovery over the drop we recorded in Q1 last year, and in an environment which is, as you all know, very difficult, and particularly in Southern Europe and specifically with reference to Italy and Spain. Still, Europe has been able to grow on organic business double digit. And of course, precisely for the reason of the weak economic conditions in Europe, the progression that we have had is more meaningful, and it is the result of the sales trends, which have been extremely positive in key accounts and travel retail, good performance in continental and northern Europe, and the continuing strong growth in the emerging countries of the region, Russia, first of all. On top of these organic trends, we had clearly the positive contribution of Polaroid sales, consolidated starting a year ago, April 3rd, 2012. Let me just add that so far we are very happy of the reaction that welcomed the new Polaroid collections, and results have been in line or better than our expectations. Let's move to Americas, U.S. and Latin America. Americas as a region has experienced a good pace. The region has proven to be very resilient, with North America and South America moving clearly at different speeds. We are very satisfied by both areas, and in the U.S., the variety of our product proposition together with our commercial policies aim at providing improving business practices are paying off, and they keep granting us sound results. In particular, I would say in our core distribution channel of independent opticians, optometrists, and ophthalmologists. If we move to Latin America, keeping in mind that Canada has done extremely well for us as a region too, Latin America, I was saying, is our top-performing region. We have been recording amazing business in Brazil, and finally, strong sales growth in Mexico, too. It is a long way to go for us. Of course, we're still small in these countries, but our organization is getting stronger and stronger, also thanks to the recent setting up of new sales division, dedicated specifically to the development of our diffusion brands and to take full advantage of the big success we are recording in the region. Let's move to Far East. Asia was better in this quarter. Organic trends improved, and we had positive results and feedback from Shanghai exhibition, where we launched Polaroid. Gucci is a top performer, is our master brand, and we are happy about its result in all key markets. Also, Dior did well and has been pursuing a strong selective, strategy, focusing on high-end stores and department stores, has shown strong sign of increase in sales. Growth will clearly be selective, but productivity will increase per door, and we are concentrating on a higher market penetration. This year in Asia, we focus on expanding the distribution and increasing the sellout of our fashion and diffusion lines, as well as our niche luxury brands, Bottega Veneta, Celine, and Alexander McQueen. This is also a lot of margin for growth in countries like Taiwan, Thailand, Indonesia, Vietnam, where we are not directly present, but we can offer strong business opportunities through strong partnership with extremely high-quality distributors. Now, all in all, organic sales growth reached 11% with double-digit trends in all three main regions in which we operate. Positive results then with net total sales at 297 million euros, up 2.9% compared to last year, and up 3.7% at constant exchange rate, with a portfolio that does not have Armani license anymore, no Giorgio Armani, no Emporio Armani, no Armani Exchange. Our gross operating income, EBITDA, was 34.7 million, up 7.5% over last year, and in terms of percentage on sales, 11.7%. Group net result improved to 13.4 million, compared to 12 million first quarter last year, up 12.1%. From a financial standpoint, we closed the quarter with net debt at 220.4 million euros, slightly higher than the position at the end of last year, 215.3, but down almost 10%, same period 2012, where our financial position stood at 243.2 million. This result has allowed us to confirm the ratio net debt to EBITDA at 1.9 times, so below two times. Excuse me. For the moment, I think I said it all, and I would like now to give it to Vincenzo, which will certainly take you through in more details through our results, and then I come back at the end before the Q&A session to give some additional information and a little color on what we are doing going forward. Vincenzo?
Thank you, Roberto. Let me elaborate a little bit on the main items that made up our economic and financial performance. Starting from the top line with revenues of 297 million euro, up 3.7% at constant exchange rates, benefiting from the double-digit growth of the organic business, equal to around 11% this quarter, and the contribution of Polaroid sales. These two events together have more than counterbalanced and offset the relevant decline of turnover we recorded for the exit of Armani's licenses and the slightly negative effect of exchange rates. By region, sales in Europe totaled 128.2 million euro compared to 118.4 million euro in 2012, up 8.3% at constant exchange rates. The American wholesale business increased by 2.5% at constant exchange rates, standing at 101.2 million euro, thanks to the solid performance of the business in the U.S. and the strong growth recorded in Latin America. Great consistency thus from all these markets. Sales in Asia were equal to 46 million euro compared to 48.9 million euro in the first quarter 2012, a drop of 4.3% at constant exchange rates. But also in this case, our business recorded a significant improvement of the organic performance of the going forward brands in all core markets of the region, in the travel retail channel, but also in smaller markets such as Singapore or Malaysia, to mention a few ones. All in all, Our wholesale business recorded a turnover of 279.6 million euro compared to 271.5 million euro, up 3.9% at constant exchange rates, while our Solstice stores in the U.S. posted revenues of 17.4 million euro, achieving a small growth over the same period of last year thanks to a positive like-for-like performance. By product category, the quarter has highlighted the upward trend recorded by both sunglasses and prescription frames products. In the period, sunglasses were up 3.5% at constant currencies, helped by the consolidation of Polaroid sales, of course, while the collections of Gucci, Dior, and Tommy Hilfiger were the top performers of the category. Sales of prescription frames were also slightly up, plus 0.9% at constant exchange rates, thanks to the very positive organic trends achieved basically in all core markets and brands. On this front, I would like to mention in particular the performance of the brand Safilo, which the group has been intensifying its focus, as lately demonstrated by the use of the innovative Avantech lens mounting system on Safilo's new prescription frames collections. But also Carrera in this category, whose prescription collections are growing nicely in Europe, U.S., and in the South American country. Moving to slide 8 and to our operating performance, this was driven on one side by the top-line growth achieved by the organic business, which added the operating leverage. On the other, by the drop in made-in volumes deriving from the exit of the Armani brands, whose negative consequences were compensated at the gross profit level by the initiatives adopted at the production plants, but also by other operational improvements in the supply chain processes, for instance, reduction of the cost of obsolescence. All in all, the gross profit reached 179.7 million euro, posting an increase of 3.2% over last year, while the incidence on sales increased to 60.5%. EBITDA reached 34.7 million euro, improving by 50 basis points last year gross operating profitability, getting to a margin of 11.7%. Selling and marketing expenses slightly increased compared to last year, a trend that is explained by the investment project to support the development of our top priority license and Safilo's brands. Nonetheless, the incidence of this bulk of costs on sales decreased in the period. I would also like to notice the positive operating result of our smaller and more profitable retail network Solstice in the United States, which in the period improved its EBITDA margin from 5.6% up to 10.2%. Below the operating line, net interest expenses declined by 7.3%, but we registered a drop also from the impact of positive exchange rate differences from 2.1 million euro last year down to 0.6 million euro this year. Tax rate stable at 32.6% and group net profit increased by 12.1% to 13.4 million euro. Moving to free cash flow, it is seasonality typical of the first quarter to show an absorption of resources, and this has occurred also in the first 3 months of this year. The quarter has been positively impacted by the net result of the period, of course, while on the working capital front, there is nothing special to signal as the period was characterized by a more marked decline of trade payables, explained by the strong volume growth recorded by the group in the last quarter of last year, which had a reversal effect in the first quarter of this year. The absorption of resources from working capital totaled 27.9 million euro compared to 23.3 million euro at the end of the first quarter 2012. Investments in the period were equal to 4.7 million euro and they were related especially to maintenance capex and regular renewal activities at our industrial plant. Moving to slide 10 and concluding with the group net debt, as already indicated by Roberto, it slightly increased by 5 million euro compared to the end of last year to 220.4 million euro, reporting on the other end a decline of 23 million euro compared to the 243 million euro at the end of March 2012. At the end of March 2013, the gross debt was equal to €292 million, up roughly 6% compared to €275 million at the end of December. And this was composed by €128 million high yield bonds, €115 million of senior loan with a revolving facility drawn for €90 million, and €49 million of other lines. More meaningfully, the financial leverage was confirmed at 1.9 times. So, having said this, I would now hand it back over to Roberto for his further considerations.
Okay, thank you very much, Vincenzo. We're working on many projects, and I'm looking forward to be able to announce them to the markets and to you. But I would like to focus your attention on maybe one that we have announced last week. I'm referring to the new partnership agreement between Carrera and Jimmy Choo for the design, production, and distribution of sunglasses signed Carrera by Jimmy Choo. It is an exclusive capsule collection which will bring together the eyewear expertise and bold attitude of Carrera with the seductive spirit and iconic luxury style of Jimmy Choo in a range of products which will emphasize women's feminine and glamour personality. It is a one-of-a-kind agreement and the cooperation agreement, and we will introduce the products which we already, as you can imagine, design, and we have the prototypes later on this year. They will be extremely interesting. We are clearly excited about this new project, which strengthens the link that Safilo has established since 2007, which with such a prestigious and worldwide appreciated brand, represents, as I said before, I would say one of the of a kind collaboration. We keep working not only on these, we have many very interesting projects. We are developing key projects which will drive our strategic action, giving extra margin of development and success to our portfolio of licensed brands. Of course, 2013 remains a complex year, characterized by challenging economic and market environment. Nevertheless, we are optimistic on the back of our renewed strategy. The recent results, I think everyone was expecting us to suffer during this first quarter because of Giorgio Emporio and IX not in our portfolio anymore. And I think that we have a strong action plan which will allow us to exploit new areas of opportunity, and I feel extremely confident about it. As I said, a little bit over a month ago in March, our priority is to strengthen the pillar of our business in order to improve our organic performance, which I believe will be much stronger in the future, because our philosophy is that in business as well as in life, you raise or you don't. With that said, I think that I really want to thank you all for your patience, your attention, and together with Vincenzo and Barbara, we will answer to the questions that you might have. Thank you very much for your attention. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Roberto. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, press star 1 to ask a question. We will pause for a moment to allow everyone to signal. We can take our first question from Stefano Corneliani of Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon to everybody. First of all, congratulations for results. I have a few questions, if I may. The first one is about Europe. If you could just comment a little bit more about the performance score by different countries, in particular Southern European countries. Second, if you could quantify the contribution given from Polaroid in Q1 only. And third, if you could elaborate also on the declining sales recorded in Asia, if it was just driven by the deconsolidation of the Armani licenses or there was something softer than in the other regions. Thank you.
Okay, Stefano, thank you very much for the congratulations, very much appreciated. As far as your first question is concerned, performance of Europe overall. In Europe, Europe has been difficult in the first quarter as overall conditions of the market, and particularly due to macroeconomic uncertainties, political uncertainties, Italy, but also Spain, consumer spending, let alone the other small countries from Cyprus to Greece and everything else. In that context, as I said before, I think we have a strong leadership and with very much of a can-do attitude. So we have been able to do double-digit growth with the go-forward brands, which means that we had a substantial portion last year of sales realized through Armani because the January and April collection were extremely good. The Frames of Life was something that we brought to the market and we invented and we executed extremely well. And it was clearly a very good collection and the customers were very excited about it. So we sold a lot of Giorgio Armani prescription frames, but not only, also Emporio Armani. So we started from a very difficult situation where we had not only to recover all of that, but also do better than that. And of course, Italy is suffering. So Italy is clearly in a difficult situation. Spain is a little bit better than Italy, but not easy either. In terms of Polaroid, this is a net addition on Polaroid, where we've gone through a full integration of Polaroid. So now, of the old Polaroid perimeter, there is very few elements left, but it is all integrated into Safilo distribution network. Polaroid is, for the first quarter, has been mainly in Europe. So U.S. has been launching Polaroid at Solstice in January, and then the real launch had been realized at Vision Expo at the end of March in New York, and we're starting to have it into our customers now in April, so it doesn't count for the first quarter. And reaction is extremely good, particularly in trios. But Polaroid was mainly Europe. And then it is better than what we had expected because it is below what Polaroid did itself last year, and it is better than the budget that we had. As far as Asia is concerned, as you know, Asia, it is mainly for Safilo a sunglasses market where Gucci, Armani, and Dior were the main brands. So last year we did a lot of Armani, and the average price for Armani was still in the first quarter extremely high because, as I said before, the collections were very good. So the decline versus last year is mainly due to the fact that Armani is out of the portfolio. With that said, if you extrapolate Armani, the go-forward brands were up double-digit. And I think it is good that as much as we wanted to keep Armani, we lost it because there is a change of mentality into the company where finally, we are aggressively pursuing diffusion brands, which are particularly given the moment in time in terms of macroeconomics, an extremely interesting opportunity which has not been exploited enough so far.
If I may, just a quick follow-up. Do you think, given that the mix won't change significantly through Q2 and also the second half, that your gross margin is sustainable? Clearly on a year-on-year basis, I'm not talking about the 60.5% you posted in Q1 only.
Yeah. As you know, I never like to give forward-looking statement kind of. I think that if conditions remain similar, I believe that it is sustainable, and we are really focusing on making it happen and potentially even improving it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Andrea Bonfa from Banca Aletti. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening to everybody. Most of my questions have been answered. I was wondering if it's possible to have, in particular, the amount of royalties that you pay in this first quarter. Thank you very much.
Okay. I don't have the figure in front of me in this very moment, but it is in percentage, it is slightly lower than last year.
Okay. Thank you very much.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad. We can now take our next question, which comes from Domenico Ghilotti of Equita. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon to everybody. I have a few questions. The first is related to your organic growth expectation for the full year, in the sense that you started with an easier comparison in Q1, and then you accelerated last year starting from Q2. I wonder if you expect to keep at least a high single-digit organic growth for the full year. The second question, in the press release, you mentioned still volatile market condition, while at the same time you posted excellent results. I wonder why you mentioned this volatile, if it is related to some specific markets or if you see some higher volatility in starting Q2. The third question is, well, you mentioned some industrial activities in order to improve your profitability. You mentioned in particular obsolescence, if you can elaborate a little bit more on these activities.
Sorry, I would like to start by answering on the royalties. The number is 24.4 million euro, which is 8.2% on revenues, and last year it was 25.2, and it was 8.7%. Slightly below last year, both in absolute terms and percentage.
Okay. I start by taking Domenico's. Domenico, can you elaborate a little further on what you mean by a somehow easier?
Well, you started to mention, not easier because of the macro condition, obviously, but you started to mention and to record an improving organic performance in Q2 last year, if I'm correct. The 6% organic performance starting from Q2. While I'm not aware of any specific indication for Q1, probably it was you started a little bit weaker Q1 in 2012. That's why I mentioned the easier comparison.
Now I understand what you mean. Thank you. We see it from a different angle, actually, because for us, Q1 last year was the strongest quarter in terms of Armani sales. Not having Armani anymore makes the comparison much more difficult than on the other quarters. With that said, clearly, we offset completely the Armani sales through organic growth, which we call the go-forward brands. You are absolutely right that in the second quarter last year, we started to get organized because clearly, April 2013 was the latest collection that we could have sold. As you know, we didn't do the August collection for Armani. Started also to grow other brands. With reference to that, I think that we need to keep up the good pace. Of course, facing is important, so what we're trying to do is to try to keep the facing to our customers that we had before with the three brands that were belonging to Armani, and now we try to substitute, and we keep doing that during the Q2, those facing with the new brands that we have and we didn't sell before. At the same time, we will try to do better on those brands that we already placed last year and we are performing already nicely in the second quarter. Then, in terms of mentioning volatile markets, I think our profile has always been conservative in our communication. So it's not that we want to get too excited to have done a good first quarter. Of course, we work hard to do an even better second quarter, but we want also to signal that particularly in certain areas, and namely Southern Europe, we don't see actually many signs of improvement from a macroeconomic standpoint and from a consumer spending attitude. So we're simply saying the market is tough, the market is volatile, we need to be stronger and stronger in key accounts and Northern Europe and the other areas in which we have been performing well, but the market still appears to be going up and down. And then in terms of profitability, maybe Vince, I will ask if you can repeat the third.
Yes, well, I want to just summarizing the initiatives, industrial initiatives you have mentioned in the past, obviously the initiatives that you are taking to improve profitability, but if you can help us in understanding some kind of bridge to profitability in 2013, so how many initiatives will affect already your 2013 profitability, and if you can summarize a little bit the industrial initiatives that you are taking.
In a few words, the most important ones are, first of all, as we are suffering, we are having an important reduction of volumes in our Italian plants because of the Armani termination. Let me say the solidarity contract and the application of those contracts is helping us to reduce the effect in terms of under-absorption of costs. Then there are some efficiencies within the plants coming from the projects that we are developing and implementing in all plants. And to mention the last one, in terms of obsolescence, we have had an important reduction of between 100 and 150 basis points in terms of incidence on sales by a better combination of planning and inventory management.
Okay, yeah, you're mentioning Q1, and this is a target that you are trying to take also for the full year.
Forward, we are going on working on these lines of action.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
As a reminder to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. We can now take the next question, which comes from Flavio Cereda of Bank of America Merrill Lynch. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Again, very strong results, Roberto, so congratulations for those. A few technical questions, I suppose. You mentioned something about receivables earlier. I was wondering if you could help us understand whether the increase in receivables year on year also is a result of areas of concern in particular geographies where you think you will be struggling, not you specifically, but operators like yourself are likely to be struggling perhaps more than expected. The other question I had is if you could give us a sense, obviously not the absolute numbers, but if you could give us a sense of what the debt mix is likely to look like at the end of June with, of course, the termination of the high-yield bond. If you could just remind us of what the expectation is in terms of mix, as I said. And thirdly, in terms of Polaroid in the U.S., I was there recently, and I saw that there was quite a significant presence in your Solstice stores, at least certainly in New York. And I was wondering if you could help us understand, beyond Solstice, what kind of penetration do you have in mind in terms of point of sale? Which kind of stores do you think are likely to be the obvious recipients of that kind of product, which is, as we know, basically an entirely new product for the U.S. market? Thank you.
So, Flavio, I'll start on the first two questions. The first one regarding receivables. Before I made a mention, reference to the dynamics of the payables, which in the first quarter were reduced, it is the seasonality on one side. On the other side, it is the consequence, the reversal of the growth in terms of volumes that we had in the last part of 2012. In terms of receivables, of course, they are growing because our sales are growing, but there is not any specific issue on that respect. In terms of debt mix, of course, we will repay the high yield by mid May, and these will be offset by an increase of utilization of our senior loan and bank lines. In terms of that mix, we will have a reduction to zero of the high yield bond with a 10% cost, and we will leverage on our existing lines, and we will have the new lines in place.
Flavio, thank you very much for your congratulations, much appreciated. With reference to Polaroid, I start from Solstice. We did a brand preview and highlight in January with an extremely positive response from customers. It was actually brand number two in volumes in our stores. And it was also beneficial to the overall business because we improved conversion rate by 6% thanks to Polaroid. So, again, it was a huge success, and we were very much encouraged by that. Now, U.S. sales officially started March 17. We introduced it at Vision Expo East in New York, and the brand had a special corner in Safilo booth where we had an extremely positive response from the Salesforce and trios, particularly in the premium Erexable collection. We launched it in more than 1,000 customers. Consider that the premium Erexable collection sells retail at $98. And again, trios were extremely excited about the opportunity. They were really waiting for a brand like that. With reference to the Polaroid Plus collection, department stores have accepted well. Bloomingdale's Men is selling it, and as well as Solstice has been selling it for about 2 weeks now. The price range is between $137 and $140 US dollars, and as you know, the lenses on the Polaroid Plus are completely different because they are not, they don't have any glue. They are, the Polaroid film is pressed, and so the characteristics in terms of clear vision are the highest that you can get. So that is what is happening in the U.S. The core Polaroid collection, which is about $60 to $65, is also working okay, and it has been launched mainly in the sport channel.
Sorry, can I just one more thing? Are you confident, Roberto, that there is enough from the customer perception of Carrera versus Polaroid, that the differences between the two are clear? Are you concerned by any possible cannibalization of the Carrera brand where you launch Polaroid maybe more aggressively?
I'm not confident that in the mind of consumer, particularly in certain areas, there is enough distinction. I think that there is a clear positioning for Polaroid. I think we need to improve the positioning for Carrera. With that said, in terms of initiatives in the point of sale, which I think we are at the moment, we need to increase training, and we are at the moment implementing a situation where we aggressively try to explain both by regional teams and headquarters teams the specific highlights of the Polaroid product in order to make it a clear distinction with reference to positioning and features from Carrera. But I think a lot of work still needs to be done there, Flavio.
Okay. Thank you. Good luck and congratulations again.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Mr. Bedavoto, we have no further questions at this time.
Okay, so thank you very much, and thank you all for participating and for the questions. And we're looking forward to speaking to you very soon. Thank you. Bye.